Well, thanks for joining us again. We're going to be in 2 Corinthians 7, if you want to turn there with us today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you that we can have confidence in your word. We thank you that your Holy Spirit uses your word to encourage, to challenge. We pray that you would say to us today what we need to hear. Through Christ we pray. Amen. You know, everybody misreads from time to time. Kind of like the guy, I heard the story about the guy that was driving down the road and he saw the sign and he read the sign and said, free chicken fingers. And he was really excited because he was like, wow, it's a special. Maybe they're trying to get people into the place just to, maybe that's some new thing. So he drives into the restaurant, pulls inside, says, I'd like some free chicken fingers. He said, the sign doesn't say free chicken fingers. It says free range chicken fingers. Everybody makes mistakes sometimes. Everybody can misread things. It's one thing to misread the sign. It's another thing to misread yourself. How do you see yourself? If you were to look at yourself real quickly, what do you see? Who do you see? How do you see yourself? 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 says, dear friends, since we have these promises, let us cleanse ourselves from every impurity of the flesh and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. If God fulfills his promises in you, what will you see? Paul begins there, since we have these promises. See, one thing is clear. If we see ourselves accurately, we will see that God holds dominion over us. We will see that God is all that matters. He is over all of who we are and what we do. We will recognize that God, who's the creator of all things, created each of us, and the God who owns all things, therefore, owns us completely. We will see ourselves as his completely. When we see ourselves, if we're not going to misread it, we're going to see ourselves as totally his, dominated by his. Again, 2 Corinthians 7:1, let us there cleanse ourselves from every impurity because we are his. Reading that recently caused me to think about a devotional reading that I also had coincidentally, or I don't know, maybe God just gave that to me. As people of Israel are preparing the promised land, to enter the promised land, God wants it to be very clear to them who they are. And he calls them out to be holy to him. Listen to his instructions in Deuteronomy 7 and let this marinate. When the Lord your God brings you into the land that you are entering to possess, he drives out many nations before you. You must completely destroy them. God has all dominion. Make no treaty with them or show them no mercy. You must not intermarry with them because they will turn your sons away from me to worship other gods. Then the Lord's anger will burn against you and he will swiftly destroy you. Instead, this is what you are to do. Tear down their altars. Smash their sacred pillars. Cut down their Asherah poles. Burn their carved images. For you are a holy people belonging to the Lord your God. How do you see yourself? You are a holy people. You belonging to God. You are God's people. Therefore, purge, cleanse yourself from all these things that would create a separation, that would create a denial of who you are. This is the flavor of the entire chapter, by the way. You come down to verse 25 in Deuteronomy 7. God says, burn up the carved images of their gods. Again, there's this purging going on. Why? Because you're his possession. You're his special people. Don't cover the silver and gold of the images and take it for yourself, or else you will be ensnared by it. Don't get wrapped up in worldly things and worldly lusts and coveting, for it's detestable to the Lord your God. Verse 26, do not bring any detestable thing into your house, or you will be set apart for destruction like it. You are to abhor and detest it utterly because it is set apart for destruction. God says there are two kinds of things in this world. There are things that are set apart for me, and there are things that are set apart for destruction. And those things that are set apart for destruction don't fit in your life. It's not who you are. Destroy those, not just destroy them, detest those things. It occurred to me as I was reading that I wonder how often we find ourselves tempted or attracted to sin because we don't realize, we don't think, oh, that is set apart for destruction. That is going to lead to trouble and death. Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but God has come to have life. And it's not enough for us just to say, oh, okay, I'll avoid those temptations, although I really like to give in to them. We need to say, Lord, help us redefine those. Those are detestable because they lead to destruction. And why does all that matter? Because who are you? You are God's child. You are dominate everything about who you are and who you've been called to be is dominated by God. So God tells the people of Israel, walk closely with me, purge every impurity, destroy the idols, don't covet their false worship. Don't just avoid sin, abhor sin so it doesn't destroy you. I think it's interesting, going back to 2 Corinthians 7, what is the antecedent to Paul writing, you know, cleanse yourselves? He gives this Old Testament picture of the temple. He says in chapter 16, verse 16 of 2 Corinthians, you are the temple of the living God, as God says. How do you see yourself? How do you see yourself? When you make a snap judgment of yourself, do you see yourself temple of the Holy Spirit? Or do you misread yourself? God says, I will dwell and walk among you, among them. I will be their God and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Don't touch any unclean thing. Don't touch it. And I will welcome you. I'll be like a father to you. You'll be my sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. How do you see yourself? See yourself a child of God, son or daughter of God? Then the more we do, the more we don't just avoid the things that are destructive, we detest them. God's ownership means we see ourselves as distinct, precious to him, temple of the Holy Spirit. That got me to thinking, how would you see yourself if you were the child of the President of the United States? How differently would you see yourself? You know, I've never been to the White House, lived in the D.C. area since 87, never been to the White House, never wanted to stand in line, never wanted to get a ticket. If you're a child of the President, you live in that's home for you. You don't have to worry about a ticket. You're a child. You get the President's Secret Service protection. That's your protection. The President's connections are your connections. That's why the President's kids all go to the elite schools and get in whatever colleges they want. God's sovereignty is a fatherly sovereignty in our lives. Chapter 16, verse 16 of 2 Corinthians says, for we are the temple of the living God. What would it look like this week if you thought very consciously, when you see yourself, you see, I'm the temple of the living God. What I'm about to listen to, what I'm about to read, what I'm about to watch, what I'm about to eat, is this the kind of stuff that comes into the temple of the living God? Or is it the kind of thing that the living God doesn't want to associate with? It's way beneath him. That's not my nature, actually. I'm compelled by this devotion, quite frankly. I write this devotion because I was like, I know this. I've known this since I was a kid. And so from time to time, I'll think, yeah, I'm not going to smoke because I'm in the temple of the Holy Spirit. But what if everything, what do I look like all the time to see myself the way that God sees me, as his child, as his precious temple? If it's in God's temple, if you are God's temple, are you doing a good job of guarding the front gates? are you passively just allowing them to be open for anything? Are you being vigilant to keep the impurities out? Therefore, verse 17 says, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch any unclean thing, and I will welcome you. That's the challenge today. Don't touch any unclean thing. Be separate. Not for legalistic reasons, but because God is sovereign and he owns you with a fatherly sovereignty. Galatians 4:7, you're no longer a slave, but a son. And if you're a son, daughter, then God has made you an heir. Picture yourself this week cleaning out a temple from the ancient times. Go through and throw out any idols. Are there any personalities in there? Any thoughts? Any untoward priorities that you look at and say, you know, that doesn't belong in God's temple. God deserves better than that. In the small things of life, in your actions and in your mind. Philippians 4:8, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure. Now, immediately we think of kind of morally pure or maybe in terms of like sexual temptation, but what about pure thoughts toward other people, like kind thoughts, as opposed to demeaning and critical? What about purity in your motivations with others, purity in your judgment of others, rather than cynically judging them or not giving them, you know, impugning motives? Whatever's pure, whatever's lovely, whatever's commendable. If anything is morally, if there is any moral excellence, if there's anything praiseworthy, dwell on these things. These are the things that belong in the temple of God. John Wooden was a great man of God, also a great basketball coach at UCLA, won more basketball championships than anybody, than any other coach. He won 10 national championships in 12 years alone. He knew a thing or two about being committed to excellence, to the best. And it's interesting, his focus was never on winning games or winning championships. His focus was always winning practice, doing the best you can day by day behind the scenes, practicing well all the time. He would say things like, make each day your masterpiece. That's 2 Corinthians 7:1. Let us cleanse ourselves from every impurity of the flesh and spirit, bring holiness to completion in fear of God. Make each day a master. You're a masterpiece. God is doing a good work in you. Now, make every day a masterpiece. Another principle of Wooden was there is a choice you have to make in everything you do. So keep in mind that in the end, the choice you make makes you. How do you see yourself? You are the temple of God. You are a child of God. Let me repeat that quote again. There's a choice you have to make in everything you do. So keep in mind that in the end, the choice you make makes you. Child of God, temple of the Holy Spirit. Anything that needs to be purged from your temple, any passivity that needs to be repented of so that you can be vigilant. Paul's words are clear. Let us cleanse ourselves from every impurity of the flesh and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. God, help us to see ourselves as you see us, not as children that you're waiting to punish, but as children that you want to walk closely with. Help us to see the world around us as you see it. not sin in its temporary pleasure and allure, but uncleanness in its destructive nature and its destructive results. Help us, Lord, to draw closer to you because of your love for us. It's through Christ we pray these things. Amen. Thanks for joining us. Hope to see you soon.